Hi, everybody, and welcome to My American Friend, the right podcast to improve your English by using it to explore the American and European cultures, habits, and lifestyle. You can also find us on www.myamericanfriendblog.com. This is Marta Innocenti, and I'm here with Cindy, who happens to be my American friend. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Marta.
Today's episode is about how to use the words some, any, and no.
Hey, Marta. Why did you choose this topic?
I teach English in a private school here in Italy. My course is called English Amplifier.
Yes, and all your students are so nice and so smart.
You're right. They are wonderful, all of them. And they've been amazing this last year. They have improved so much. Let me send them a big hello. Hey guys, you're the best.
Hey guys.
Back to your question. Some of my students at English Amplifier asked me about the difference between some and any. And I thought that maybe it could be interesting to our listeners as well.
Okay, let's start by saying that some is used in positive statements and any in questions and negative statements.
Right.
For example, Marta, do you have any friends in Michigan?
Yes, I do. I have some dear friends in Michigan.
And do you have any friends in New Zealand?
No, I don't have any friends there. I don't know anybody from New Zealand. Not yet.
Do you know anybody living in Australia?
I do know somebody living in Down Under. Yes, our beautiful friend Laura.
Hi, Laura. Find a cute koala bear and give him some nice big kisses from me and Marta.
Okay, the main rule is clear. Some in positive statements and any in questions and negative sentences.
But whenever there's a rule, there is also
the exception to the rule.
Exactly. Some is used in questions instead of any, when we're dealing with requests, for example. Excuse me, could you give me some information about this museum? Or can I have some water, please?
And offers, like in, would you like some bread? Can I get you something to drink?
Right. Again, we use some in questions, only for offers and requests.
Okay, got it.
Now, let's take a better look at negative sentences. Let's imagine an empty fridge.
How sad. Okay, the fridge is empty and I'm hungry.
I'm sorry, Marta. There isn't any food in the fridge.
There isn't any food in the fridge. Not any. That's any used in a negative sentence.
Right, but I can also say there is no food in the fridge.
No stands for not any.
When no is used, the verb is positive. For example, there isn't anything to eat. There is nothing to eat. Or there aren't any kangaroos in Italy. There are no kangaroos in Italy.
Laura, please, next time you visit Italy, bring us some kangaroos.
Kangaroos, koalas, wombats, we'll be happy with petting any cute animals from Australia.
Wait a second. You've just used any in a positive sentence.
Yes, when any is used in a positive statement, it means it doesn't matter which. For example, you can call me anytime in the afternoon. Or a mother can do anything for her children. Or, where do you want to go on vacation this summer? We can go anywhere as long as there are beaches and sunshine.
Oh, sunshine. We definitely could use some sunshine here in northern Italy.
Oh yeah, we've had a most unusual and terrible winter, with a lot of snow, never-ending rain, and even hailstorms lately. Anyway, it's May now, and the weather will improve for sure.
Quoting the film The Crow, it can't rain all the time.
We hope so. Okay, listeners, that's all for now. You can find the transcript of this episode on our blog, www.myamericanfriendblog.com. Thank you, everyone, for liking us on Facebook, following us on Twitter, and watching our videos on YouTube. We have received a lot of comments lately, and we're always very happy to hear from you. Special thanks to
Olivier, Bairma, Gabor, Sergio, Afshin, Gertraud, Manfred, Angela, Hoatan, Alessandro, Igor, Letizia. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.
My American friend.